At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 15-minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today is Thursday, November 10th.
Game of the night.
For the game of the night, we're going to kick off NFL Week 10 with a big Thursday night football showdown between the Atlanta Falcons and the Carolina Panthers. This game kicks off at 8:15 p.m. Eastern time. It'll be on Amazon Prime. Make sure you got your logins ready to go. And currently, we're seeing the Atlanta Falcons listed as a short 2.5-point road favorite with a total of 42.5. Now, going into this matchup, both these NFC South teams are struggling. They're looking to get back in the win column. The Falcons are 4-5. They've rotated wins and losses their last 5 weeks. And they're coming off a loss to the Chargers, a tough one there, 20-17 lost at home and failed to cover as a 2.5-point home dog. Meanwhile, the Carolina Panthers could be in the running for the top pick. They have one of the worst records in the NFL. They're 2-7. They fired their coach earlier this year. They've lost 2 straight, and they've lost 5 of their last 6. And they just got crushed by the Cincinnati Bengals 42-21, failing to cover as a 7-point road dog. Now, we've also seen very interesting line movement in this game. This game opened as low as Falcons -1.5 on the road. And early on, we saw a lot of respected money lay that chalk with Atlanta, pushing the Atlanta Falcons all the way up to the key number of -3. But once that key number of -3 was available, we saw a lot of sharp buyback hit the Falcons +3, causing this line to get back down to 2.5. Now, of course, anytime you're betting the NFL, you need to have these key numbers in the back of your head because they're so important, and being on or off a key number could be the difference between a win and a loss. The most common method of scoring in the NFL is the field goal, followed by the touchdown. So that's why we see a lot of games land on 3 in terms of a margin of victory, or 7. And really with this this 3, it's so important here because if you like the Carolina Panthers here, you want to get that +3. Now you're down to 2.5. You know, if you like Atlanta here, you're in a good spot, -2.5 or less. Because again, Atlanta wins by 3. You want to cover with the -2.5. Carolina loses by 3. As most common method of game margin is typically 3 points. That's going to land 15% of the time in the NFL. Then you would want to get that Carolina +3 and push if they lose by 3. So of course the key number is really important. We are -2.5 Atlanta at a lot of shops, juiced up -115, -120. So I would kind of wait this thing out. If you like Carolina, it may just naturally get back up to 3 based on the juice price. If you like Atlanta, again, you probably want to get it sooner than later because it could be rising back up to 3. And always keep an eye out for the juice. It's not just what a lot of bettors think is, oh, it's just what I have to pay, the tax, the VIG, the commission. However, it's not just what you have to pay. It kind of lets you know where the wind is blowing, where the next move might be. And the fact that it's juiced up Atlanta -2.5 at -115 tells you it could be creeping back up to 3, so it can kind of help you when to decide to place your bet. Looking at Carolina, though, they do match a lot of systems here. This is a big public play toward the Atlanta Falcons. The Falcons are getting 80% of bets using our VSiN.com bet split, so the Falcons are a big popular bet tonight. However, with Carolina only getting 20% of bets, having some good contrarian value in a heavily bet primetime game, but also they match quite a few systems here. Number one, dogs in the NFL this year have done very well. They're 77-56 ATS, 58%. But also other system matches, divisional dogs. They tend to bark louder than non-division dogs because of that built-in familiarity. Knowing your opponent, playing them twice a year, levels the playing field, benefits the team getting points. Divisional dogs like Carolina, 26-17, 60% this year. You also get dogs who missed the playoffs last year, buying low on a team that the public thinks isn't very good. They're 59% against the spread this year. Primetime dogs, 16-11 ATS, 59%. A dog who didn't cover last week, like Carolina. They're 32-20 ATS, 62%. But then another system, maybe the best system match here, would be buying low on a dog off a blowout loss of 20 points or more. So as we mentioned here, you had the Carolina Panthers lose 42-21, get rolled by 21 against the Bengals last week. Well, when you lose by 20 or more, public thinks you're terrible, and they want nothing to do with you. But actually buying low on those teams the following week has been pretty profitable. They're probably never going to be more undervalued than off a blowout loss with that recency bias by the public. But a dog off a blowout loss of 20 points or more, next week, they're 7-3 ATS this year, 70%, and they're 62% ATS over the last 4 years. So it has been profitable to buy low on these teams who did not play well. But again, to me, this is all around the key number of 3. Again, if you like Carolina, you want to go contrarian and follow these systems, you want to find and either shop around or wait for a +3. You like Atlanta, you want to make sure you get the 2.5 or less in this game. Now, we've also seen some money hit this under. It opened as low as 40. It got bet up early, all the way to 44.5. But ever since it got to 44.5, it's been a steady flow of under money, bringing it back down to 43 yesterday and now 42.5. A lot of these 42.5s are juiced up under, like it may get down to 42. We have seen unders this year, 81-55, 60%. They've done very well, but you also look at, in particular, primetime unders. They're awesome this year. They're 18-10, 64%. You also look at a divisional under. This has been one of the best angles. Same two teams, same division. They know each other. They can play better defense, match up easier. Divisional unders, 30-13, 70%. But also a weather-based play. We could be in for some bad weather tonight. Rain, 10-15 mile-an-hour winds. You might even have wind gusts throughout the game of 30 miles per hour. So that's another reason why you kind of lean under here based on this really bad weather. When the wind blows 10 miles an hour or more, the under is 25-8, 76% this year. It's done very well. And we do have a lead referee here, Adrian Hill, who is a pretty good under ref. He's 64% to the under. So it was an early move to the over and then a lot of money hitting this under over the last couple days with a juiced up under here in a divisional primetime game.
Best of the rest.
Now for the best of the rest, let's go to a college football showdown, a big Thursday night game here. And let's look at a matchup between Georgia Southern and Louisiana. This is a 7:30 p.m. Eastern time game, and it'll be on ESPN2 if you want to sweat this thing. Currently, Louisiana is a 3.5-point home favorite with a total of 61.5. Now, both these teams are looking to rebound from losses. You have Georgia Southern, who's 5-4 this year. They just lost to South Alabama, 38-31, failed to cover as a 3.5-point home dog. Meanwhile, Louisiana, 4-5. They've lost two straight. They just lost to Troy, 23-17, failed to cover as a 3.5-point home dog. Now, we have seen some movement here toward Louisiana. Louisiana actually opened a 3-point home favorite, and they've been bet up now to minus 3.5. So that is important. Again, off the key number, you've seen that 3 get up to 3.5 in favor of Louisiana. Currently, the public is somewhat split. Using our VSiN.com bet splits, it's pretty much 50-50 down the middle, yet we have seen this line move toward Louisiana. Also, you look at Louisiana, they're 4-5, Georgia Southern's 5-4, so it's kind of one of those, you know, fishy lines or fishy matchups where, hey, shouldn't the 5-4 Georgia Southern team be favored over a 4-5 team? But no, you actually have the team with the worst record here favored. Obviously, you got to factor in home field, but that's kind of an angle where it makes a little more sense. Like, basically, Louisiana isn't, you know, 10-0, and they're getting 80% of bets here. They're a losing record coming off a couple losses, and the public's pretty much split. You know, down the middle, when you look at betting percentages, 50-50, line shouldn't really move at all. Theoretically, the bets are even, shouldn't see much of a move. But the fact that this is 50-50 and the line went to Louisiana tells me some respect and money did hit Louisiana at -3 early in this matchup when the line first opened. You look at the contrast in styles. Georgia Southern is an offensive team. They're scoring 36 points a game versus 26 for Louisiana. But Louisiana's big edge here comes on defense. They're only giving up 22 points a game, whereas Georgia Southern is giving up 31. We have seen some money hit this over. Open around 59.5. You're up to 61.5. It's going to be a clear night, 65 degrees at Cajun Stadium. Pretty much no wind at all, 2 or 3 miles per hour. And you have seen a pretty good bet split to this over. Only 41% bets, but 84% of the money on the over. And you do have Clay Helton, who does the air raid here, who took over for Georgia Southern, who puts up 36 a game, gives up 31 a game. Puts up about almost 500 yards of offense, gives up about 500 yards on defense. So a little movement toward Louisiana, -3 to -3.5, and some movement toward this over, 59.5 up to 61.5. Football season is the best time of year to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information.
Josh's Sweats.
For Josh's Sweats, my first sweat of the night, let's go back to the NFL, looking at this big Thursday night football showdown between the Falcons and the Panthers. Now, I'm going to go Panthers +3. Obviously, right now, they're +2.5, so you're looking at either waiting to see if a lot of continued support for Atlanta, who's very popular, getting 80%, see if this line naturally gets up to 3. You can shop around. I do see 1-3 out there. You can also look toward, I think if you wait, you may get the 3 anyway. I'm not a big fan of buying points. Like, I just got the +3 earlier this week when I saw it really juiced up, +3 Carolina, -120. I said, hey, this thing may get down to 2.5 here. So I grabbed the 3 earlier at pretty much, I think it was a -115 juice. I'm not a big fan of buying points, as I mentioned, but if you are at a book that's like Atlanta -2.5 at -120, and you have Carolina at +2.5 at like even money, +100, buying a half point with 20 cents of juice, you could take that up to +3 at -120. So could be worth a look there. But I do think once the public gets home from work and sees the Falcons, who are actually competitive this year, and Carolina's awful coming off a blowout loss, you may just naturally see continued overwhelming for support for Atlanta to get you the 3 here. But make sure you find the key number 3. I'm on the +3 with Carolina. They match a lot of systems for me. We mentioned them earlier here. Number 1, you're contrarian in a really heavily bet game. You're only getting 20% of bets on a divisional dog. We have seen all these dog system matches here. Dogs in general are covering 58% of the time. Divisional dogs are 60% ATS. You also look at primetime dogs, 59% ATS. Dog who didn't cover last week, 62% ATS. It's really the one that I like, though, is that off a blowout, because I've seen this before. You know, teams off a blowout, ooh, you know, you lose by 21 to the Bengals here. Now you're only getting, 2.5 or 3. Boom, take Atlanta all day. But really buying low and kind of not getting too fixated on the recency bias, you get blown out. It is good in terms of value to buy low on those teams coming back to next week. So that system that we mentioned off a 20-point blowout loss or more, you're a dog this week. 7-3 ATS this year, 62% since 2019. So I'm on the plus three here with Carolina, and I do lean pretty hard on this under, 42.5 under. We have seen these primetime unders, as I mentioned, do very well, but this is a really not only a divisional under, as we've seen divisional unders 30-13, 70%, but it's really a weather-based play. The fact that you could get really bad weather here, it's not really the rain. You know, I used to do Betting Across America with my guy Mike Pritchard at VSiN, and Pritchard would always tell you, former NFL player, it's really not the rain that's going to hurt the under. It is the wind. So the wind here tonight in Carolina, it's going to be about 15 miles an hour, and throughout the game you could have gusts of 20 to 30 miles an hour. So when it's windy, heavy windy like that, as we mentioned, harder to kick the ball. You're not going to throw it as much. You're going to run it more, chew up the clock. So I do lean pretty hard to that under 42.5, but I am playing Carolina plus three. For Josh's sweat here. For my other sweat of the night, I'm going to go to the college game here. I'm going to go over. Give me the over with Georgia Southern and Louisiana. So right off the bat, notice this line moved to the over. Open 59.5. You're up to 61.5. I'm looking at some of the juice on some of these books that are 61.5. Juiced up over at least at a couple, over minus 115. So we may even get up to 62. I love the fact that Georgia Southern, you're really banking on them to help you get this over because, as I mentioned, Clay Helton, who took over for Georgia Southern, he's got this air raid offense. So it's almost like Mike Leach. Like, this guy throws it a lot. They have really good receivers. They have a quarterback who puts up a lot of stats. So Georgia Southern, they score a ton. They give up a ton. That's good news for an over here. And we have the market leaning over just based on the line movement. We have Georgia Southern, again, scoring 36 a game, putting up about 500 yards of offense, giving up 31 a game, giving up also, again, around 500 yards of offense here. So I do expect a lot of points from Georgia Southern, both for and against. Louisiana's offense hasn't been great. As I mentioned, they're only scoring about 26 a game, but you might look a little bit better against this Georgia Southern defense that is pretty porous here. But it's also this perfect weather, as I mentioned, 65 degrees, no wind at all. But it's really that bet split. When you see a low bets, higher dollars over, where the over is only getting 41% of bets, but 84% of the money, that's almost a contrarian over opportunity. Public just sees this total. It's pretty high. They think of Louisiana as being more of an under team. Yet why did this thing rise? Tells me a lot of respect to money on the over. That is a plus 43% low bets, higher dollars discrepancy. Again, think of it this way. You're getting less than half the tickets, but a massive share of the money on the over. Tells me the bigger wagers here are on the over. So I'm going to set this Georgia Southern, Louisiana over 61.5. Let's get a lot of points in this one down in the Bayou. For my final Josh's sweat of the night, you know I got to add an NHL game with tonight to the crew. Give me the Boston Bruins. I'm on the Boston Bruins. Shop around. Got the Bruins at minus 170. The Bruins are at home tonight, 7 o'clock game against the Calgary Flames. The Bruins opened as low as around a minus 155 home favorite. They've now been steamed up to minus 170. It's really been the best system play for me in the NHL this year, a home favorite with a line move in their favor. They're 55-25 this year, 69%. You also have some other matches here. Home favorite off a win, opponent off a loss, 67% the last couple of years. Favorites off a win, 66% last couple of years. A rested favorite off a win, 17-9, 65% this year, and are almost 70% last couple of years. It's also a rest versus tired. The Bruins haven't played since the 7th, so they've been off since Monday, whereas Calgary played on the 8th, so it's not a back-to-back, but they only had one day between their last game. And they were also playing their third game in four nights. So Calgary is kind of up against it here. The Bruins are rested, ready to go. The Bruins have been great at home. They are 7-0 at home. They're 6-0 as a favorite. And then also, you have Bruins checking off boxes, offense and defense. The Bruins are averaging 4.2 goals a game, only around 3 for Calgary. And the Bruins are giving up 2.4 goals a game, whereas Calgary is giving up around 3.3 goals a game. Another cherry on top here. Charlie McAvoy, stud Bruins defenseman, will be returning. He's missed the entire year up until this point with a shoulder injury here, but you're going to get your stud defenseman back on a beast team that's 11-2. Again, 6-0 is the favorite, 7-0 at home, matching some systems here. Meanwhile, Calgary, 5-5-2, and they've lost, I believe, like 5 or 6 games in a row. So I'm looking to bet against Calgary, who's tired. Give me the Boston Bruins at home in McAvoy's return. Bruins minus 170. That about does it for today's VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast on Thursday, November 10th. Reminder, we have so much to offer at VSiN, and the best way to get yourself introduced to VSiN and what we do on a daily basis is sign up for our free sports betting newsletter sent to your inbox every morning. Did I mention it's free? with great sports betting content every day. You wake up, make your bacon and eggs, pour yourself a cup of coffee, and look at what's going on in the market and at VSiN that day. But again, that's the best way to stay plugged into VSiN, VSiN.com/newsletter. It's called the VSiN Daily. So sign up, and that's where you're going to get a lot of great info and kind of open the door to what we offer at VSiN. Of course, get on Twitter, follow us at VSiN Live. You can follow me at Josh_insights. And remember, I do have an afternoon podcast, the Market Insights Pod. So stay tuned later today. It comes out around between around 2:30 p.m. Eastern time and 3. It'll be just an extensive, about a 40 to 45 minute podcast where I really get deep into the numbers here. So Morning Bets is just your little appetizer. It's your salad or your bowl of soup here. Get the main course later in the day. Nice entree, a nice piece of steak with the Market Insights Pod. But I wish you the best of luck. Enjoy the sweats for today, guys, on a big thirsty Thursday. And as always, hopefully you can cash some tickets today, because as a wise man once said, the godfather of VSiN, cashing tickets, that's what it's all about. Enjoy the sweats, everyone. Have a great Thursday.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.